Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship today. As always, everyone is welcome here in God's house for the first time, for the millionth time. All are welcome here. It's difficult to know how to start the service today. It's difficult to know what to say at a time when the country is so sad. But we have so much to look forward to, and we have so much to look forward to here in this church. I do have to remind about notices. And next Saturday, we're having our coffee morning and our bulb planting. We just hope the ground is a little bit softer and we can get bulbs in. So if anybody wants to come along from 10:30 next Saturday morning, just have a cup of coffee. We'd be grateful for donations of cakes. Or bring along your dibber or whatever you use to plant your bulbs and join in and plant some bulbs. That would be great. And we're going to create our community garden. We're really getting going with it now, so that's wonderful. And next Sunday is our Harvest Sunday, and we're hoping that that will be a parade service. We've certainly invited the uniform organisations who use our building to come and join us. And we ask for donations for the food bank in Macclesfield, or donations of cash if you prefer to do it that way. Everything is welcome at the food bank at the moment. Mandy and Margaret have prayed and prepared for worship, and we ask all of you now to be still, to welcome the Spirit amongst us this morning.
Good morning. I think this is one of the most difficult services I've ever had to plan. I think I must have a touch of royal blood about me, because I was taking the service the Sunday that Diana died, and I learnt about that as I pulled a newspaper out of our letterbox. At least I've had 2 days' notice of this. And we very quickly decided that we would devote it solely to thinking about the Queen and Charles, our King. Takes a bit of getting used to, doesn't it? Our King. So, let's come before God. The sun rises and sets, but your love, O God, ever rises, never sets. The tides ebb and flow, but your compassion, Lord, never ebbs away. The seasons turn in order, but your faithfulness, Lord, never grows cold. So in this time of sadness, great change and uncertainty, we gather together to worship as we sing, God is here, as we his people meet to offer thanks and praise.
Thank you.
It's great to have lots of children with us today because they're leaving us in a minute to go out for Muddy Church. We've had Muddy Church, what, 3 times? 4 times? And it's always been a beautiful day. I've yet to see you muddy. Good, good. I'd like to show you something. And I've forgotten to get the microphone.
Very important.
6 3/4, thank you. Very important. I'll let you into a secret of mine, Lois. I'll let you into a secret. I was 6 when I went to school and we were all taken into the hall and we were told that the king had died. And we had to stand there for, I think, 2 minutes in silence and be very sad. Those 2 minutes, I remember, lasted an eternity. But after the death of the king came the coronation a year later, which was such a happy occasion. And we were, as children, we were all given things. I expect a lot of you were. We were given a mug. Yes? I haven't got mine anymore. Yeah, oh. But I was given this. Lois, you can open it because we have a connection now. On the front, let me just show everybody, is a picture of the Queen and it celebrates her coronation. Now, I cannot remember who gave me this. Has anybody else got one?
No.
Oh, see? I'm favoured. I thought it was from school, but maybe not. And it's a Cadbury's tin, so you'd expect there to be what inside it? Who makes, what does Cadbury's make? Chocolates. But there wasn't chocolates inside it. What is it? You might well say,
A little mat.
A little mat. What's on the front? The other side. To celebrate Elizabeth II's coronation. Can I hold it up to show everybody? And then I'll give it you back. This I kept in the tin, as you can see, all folded up. I don't think you will be given a handkerchief because we don't use them anymore, do we, like this? We have paper tissues, yes? But that's my very special handkerchief that I don't think I've ever used. No, you couldn't use that. To show it then. So it's 70 years old. This is something else that, well, I've inherited, I think. I think this belonged to my great uncle, who was a church organist. And John, I have a copy of the music for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. Lois, do you think you could take that to John so he can look at it? The organist up there. Thank you. But I want it back, please. It's part of my heritage.
Oops.
I also have, courtesy of my mother, the picture post which came out at the death of the king. But look at the pictures inside. They're mainly black and white, very little colour. But my mum kept that and gave it to me. And then one with a bit more colour in it for the coronation, because that was very special. And maybe we'll talk more about the coronation when the king has his. So, you're going outside. Have a lovely time, and I shall come at the end and find out what you've been doing and make sure that you are muddy. Right? Especially you. I'll put these up here in case anybody would like to look at them after the service. I'm sure that we all come here full of sort of mixed emotions today. Even if we're not royalists, as I am, I hasten to add, I couldn't help but be being brought up in the family I was brought up in. Whenever the, I can't think of the word, when the national anthem was sounded on our television or our radio when I was a little girl, my grandma in particular used to leap up and stand like this, stock still. They were very special people. But we come, don't we, with sorrow. Even if we're not royalists, I think most of us admire the Queen, even love her. And we're going to miss that familiar figure in a beautiful coat and matching hat and handbag on all our state occasions, bringing to it grace and dignity in good and difficult times. So we come with sorrow, but we come also, I think, with thankfulness as we recall just what the Queen, the real person, was like. Her ability to put people at ease when she spoke to them. Her willingness to really listen and not interrupt. And the faith that she had in God, that she demonstrated by the way she lived and in the way she talked about it, especially in her broadcasts. Her sense of duty. Sometimes maybe at the detriment of her own family. She had such a dutiful nature, didn't she? So we bring sorrow, we bring thankfulness, and we bring our shared faith as we, with many thousands of others, commend her to God's care. May she rest in peace and rise in glory. So let's pray. Loving God, in our sense of loss, draw near to us as we draw near to you. Teach us the truth that darkness has never overcome the light of your love. So speak to us today through words of scripture, through our hymns and prayers, through all that we will share together round the tables. So that, believing in the gospel and trusting in Christ, we may receive the comfort, peace, strength, and inspiration you long to give us. Amen. And so we turn, first of all, to the Bible, a book that Queen Elizabeth valued so much, a very familiar reading to start off with, of comfort. The words from John's Gospel, as Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples, knowing that very soon he will be put to death. Thank you.
I'm reading from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6 and verse 27. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You knew the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Amen.
Whenever I hear that reading, I want to add just several little words that I think make it make far more sense. I am the way to God. I am the truth about God. And I am the life of God. And I chose the second reading from 1 Peter 1. Because I think within the reading, well, it just suits the Queen. See what you think.
Commencing at verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen.
And then I looked up what was read at Elizabeth the Queen Mother's funeral and was quite surprised to find a reading from Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. It's right at the end of the book. It says this: I see myself now at the end of my journey. My toilsome days are ended. I am going now to see that head that was crowned with thorns and that face that was spit upon for me. I have formerly lived by hearsay and faith, but now I go where I shall live by sight and shall be with him in whose company I delight myself. I have loved to hear my Lord spoken of, and wherever I have seen the print of his shoe on the earth, there I have coveted to set my foot too. His name to me has been sweeter than all perfume. His voice to me has been most sweet, and his countenance I have desired more than they that have desired most the light of the sun. His word I did use to gather for my food and for antidotes against my faintings. He has held me and hath kept me from mine iniquities. Yea, my steps hath he strengthened in his way. But maybe we should end with some words of Elizabeth herself. I know just how much I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad, she said. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. She had a servant leadership, did she not? We sing our second hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation, because in here there are words that remind me of her.
Thank you.
chosen 18 pictures that tell of the life of the Queen and some of the characteristics that I think she showed. Here she is with Sister Margaret, who I was named after. I wish I'd been called Elizabeth, but never mind. With her father and her mother. And I think we have to remember that she was, what, 9, 10, before her father ascended to the throne, which she didn't expect to do. And all of a sudden, she's told, eventually she will be queen. We hear a lot about the mental state of our young people, don't we? But how well her father and mother must have prepared her for all that was to come. There she is with her father. She looks quite serious, doesn't she? Not changed very much facially. Apparently, she was very close to her father. This is what she said when she was 21. I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service. God help me to make good my vow, and God bless all of you who are willing to share it. Powerful words of somebody aged 21, and how she has kept that promise. Aged 21, she married Philip. A lifelong partnership, long partnership. Do you remember that? That picture, I can remember that. Some of you are younger than me. That's the king. When he's saying farewell to Elizabeth and Philip as they fly off on a state visit, starting in Kenya. We wonder now if he realized how ill he was, because it wasn't many weeks after that that he died. And Elizabeth and Philip had to come back from Kenya. And then came the coronation. What a day. We had no television, but we went to my great uncle's. My great uncle, who was the organist, who's left me that book, and watched it on their little black and white telly with doors. Do you remember? Those of you as old as me. It seemed to go on forever. The service itself was 3 hours long. And add to that the processions there and back. For a 6-year-old, no, I'm 7 then, it was a long day. But we saw things that, like the golden coach, and how that appealed to a little girl, and a crown, etc., etc. She was a mum. Mother to Charles, Anne, Andrew, and Edward. Not easy, was it, when you had to go on state visits? And in those days, you had to go by ship. So your journey lasted a long time, let alone while you were in the country. So she was apart from them for great periods of time. But she was a woman of faith. Only a few people acknowledged Jesus when he was born. Now billions follow him, she said. I believe his message of peace on earth and goodwill to all is never out of date. It can be heeded by everyone. It's needed as much now as ever. Wise words. A woman of faith. A woman of compassion. Do you remember her going to Abavan after the pit disaster? Look at her face. A woman who was prepared to forgive. There she is with Martin McGuinness. Now that cannot have been easy, can it? Or for Philip. Yet look at their smiles. She's head of the Church of England, but I think she was the first monarch ever to meet the Pope. And how things have changed. She was prepared to talk to him. She was prepared to talk to people of any faith and none. On a lighter note, what a sense of humour with Paddington Bear. And when you think that Paddington Bear wasn't actually at the end of that table, she was talking to herself. She was described by one of the television people as a wonderful actress. Do you remember at the beginning of the Olympics with James Bond flying in? Great. And who can ever forget that picture? Great sorrow. And yet she was obeying the COVID rules, unlike some. And what about her love of corgis and horses? And the last photograph that was ever taken of her. Still with the handbag. We're still wondering what was in it. Maybe it was Paddington's sandwich. Still there. And then Laura Dippy sent me photographs of a double rainbow over Buckingham Palace and one over Windsor Castle just after she had died. As though God was saying, all will be well. Or, well, good, well done, good and faithful servant. Round your tables, would you like to share in your memories? Has anybody ever met her in person? No. Share. Oh. Right, you only saw her back, but at least you were in her company. Very impressive. Would you like to discuss round your table, say for a quarter of an hour, what you feel about her? And towards the end, will you think of two photographs that you've seen of her and what they mean to you? For instance, if you like the picture of her at Abavan and you could write next to it, compassion. Or if you saw her with a picture with her grandchildren, family love. Because what I want to do is to, in room one, there's a large notice board that is empty and quite frankly looks a mess. And anybody walking into our church building must think, don't they care? So with Hilary Clare's help, I'm going to change it. And we'll put a picture of the Queen in the middle, and then we'll put these pictures round. We can get them off the internet that you suggest with your words. You understand? Yes? Yes? Brilliant. Now's the time to get your tea. If you've filled in the pieces of paper on your table, take one person, take them to the hatch, and you'll get a drink. Decide how many teas and coffees.
Thank you.
please, can you be deciding what your picture is and your word? If you've got more than one, that's fine, but write them down. Nearly. Right, can we? David. Need the mic on, please. Thank you. Right, thank you. Can we share some of our thoughts, please? Who's going to speak up from this table?
I'll just mention on there, it's not a photo, but somebody has drawn a cartoon of the Queen and Paddington walking away into the sunset, and I think you should have.
Have
that
up there.
Yeah.
And what word would you put next to it?
Did you say thank you?
Joy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's it, yes. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything. And the picture of Paddington and the Queen walking into the sunset. A cartoon. This table? Jean's got very firm views. Listen to this.
What about Philip? I can remember a picture, and I think it was probably on TV, where Philip had dressed up as a guard in a sentry box outside Buckingham Palace, including the bear skin. And as the Queen came out, he presented arms, and she looked round, and she fell about laughing. Sense of humour.
Sense of humour.
From both of them.
From both of them, yeah, absolutely.
He'd done that deliberately.
Yeah. One from this table?
Enjoying the races. When a horse won, she would jump up and down.
Right. We put enjoyment of horses.
Yes.
And corgis. This table?
You've said most of ours as well, but we've checked one of ours, which we haven't thought about, was her last appearance on the balcony in the Jubilee. And Jill remembers, she said, there's something in her eyes. And I wonder if she stood there, is this my swan song? How many more... When all my family that I love are going to be with me, looking at all these people, this probably is the last time I will ever do anything like this. Yes. And how true that proved to be. Mm-hmm. And was that in her eyes? If you look back now, perhaps at some footage, might we read something more into the expression on her face?
Yeah, thank you. True. This table? Who's the spokesperson?
Anne. She's writing an essay.
Just choose one.
Oh, well, it's all... pictures of the Queen in a headscarf with the dogs or horses at Balmoral. Just like one of us, down to earth till the end.
In a headscarf, down to earth, just like one of us. Who haven't I asked? Which table have I missed? This one.
A different one. When she's spoken in foreign languages, in French or in Irish... Her willingness to communicate with everybody. Be inclusive.
Right, be inclusive. How do I put that on a poster? Put a bit of French.
Or Irish.
William and Kate, royal wedding, family and love.
Yes, very much so. William and Kate's royal wedding, family, love. So, Hilary and I have got a task. If you'll give me your pieces of paper at the end, that will help, please. And, well, hopefully by next Sunday, you can walk into rooms 1 and 2 and have a look. Hopefully. Okay. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you for the long life of our faithful Queen. We thank you for her dedication that she showed right to the end of her life. And we acknowledge it can't have been easy to live her life in the glare of publicity. We recall her smile, her laughter, her sense of humour, her wise words, but also her compassion, her ability to forgive, her ability to welcome people from all backgrounds, people of all faiths and none. We bless you that she was strengthened throughout her life by her faith in you, demonstrating this in the life she led, but in the way she often spoke of her faith and how it inspired her. We praise you that we can come today not to close a book, just to end a chapter. We know that for Elizabeth the tribulations of this world are over and death is past, and we pray that you will bring her to the joy of your perfect kingdom. And then we pray for those who mourn, for Charles, Anne, Andrew and Edward, and all their families. We know that your son Jesus himself wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, and so you understand our feelings. We ask that this family will know your comfort at this time. We pray too that this time of mourning will heal any divisions within this family, knowing how much this would gladden her heart. And so we open a new chapter in our national life. We pray for Charles, now that he's king, and Camilla as she supports him. Give him your wisdom, compassion, and strength as he takes on his new responsibility. May he draw from the example of his mother and yet have the freedom to make the job his own. Father, we're also aware that we have a new Prime Minister and Cabinet at such a difficult time in our history. We ask that you will guide them with your wisdom in all the decisions that they have to make that will affect so many lives. As we look further afield, we're aware today is the anniversary of 9/11. We're aware that there is war in Europe, that climate change is affecting the poorest countries in flood and famine. We think of those in our country who are already suffering from the cost of living crisis, those who fear the winter months ahead. We pray that Liz Truss and her government will steer us to calmer waters. And will you show us as a community of faith here in Poynton how we should respond? We pray for those of this community here who have difficulties at this time, for Sylvia, Dave, Joyce, Ken, carol, and any known to us personally. May the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, keep us always in the love of God. Amen. And so we'll stand to sing our final hymn, Lord for the Years, after which there'll be a minute's silence as we just bring our own thoughts into the situation. And then we'll sing the national anthem. The words will come up on the screen. We'll sing two verses. So our hymn first, Lord, for the years, your love has kept and guided us. Now a minute's silence. So we say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Ros has asked us to pose a question. Would you like to watch the funeral in here all together in the hope that we can live stream it? Or do you prefer to watch it at home in private? Please signal if you'd like to watch it here. I think that's resounding no. We would like to be at home. Please continue your conversations if you so wish. Make sure I get those pieces of paper. And let's hope we have a more peaceful week. Thank you.